sitting in judgment of our employees. Only right now, we don't have an opportunity to do that. We don't have the information about that. And also, police officer conduct exposes us, the taxpayers, to civil liability. And thus, we have a special connection, relationship to those employees. I'm reminded of the words of John Crew last week, that it's police work is certainly a profession, but it's not brain surgery. And people can learn to understand what those standards are, members of the community can. Police officers are daily on a situation in which they can deprive us of our civil rights. They carry guns and they carry batons, and they have the authority to use force but not excessive force. The judgment between force and excessive force not only is one in which there are professional standards, but it's also a community standard that comes to bear as well. And what we're looking for is an opportunity to express those community values, not only on a case-by-case basis in the situation of complaints, but as policy matters in terms of setting policies to police officers to act in accordance with.
Maybe there will be questions. So let us start hearing from the public. I'm going to, could I just get a sense of how many people want to speak so we get an idea whether it's time or not? It looks like an evening's worth, so I will ask you really to keep it 2 to 3 minutes, please.
Turn it off?
Yeah.
How do I turn it back on?
There you go.
Yeah, there. Okay.
If you would state your name, okay?
It's my time to start now.
Yeah.
My name is Jean Adams. I would like to speak tonight in opposition to the creation of a police review commission. I'd like to give you my personal experience why I'm doing that. First of all, this discussion outline says that one of the main goals is to have civilians involved in the process of complaints. I'd like to submit that civilians already have that right if they will just simply do it. Two times in the last 10 years here in Santa Cruz, I took offense to actions of a police officer. In one case, I was a victim and had called the police to my home. And the perpetrator of the crime, who happened to be another woman in this case, not that it matters, was treated better than I was, I thought. There was a certain amount of laughing, and I didn't like the attitude. So rather than gripe about it to myself or to my friends or my neighbors, I simply went down to the police department. I made an appointment with the police chief, and I said, I have a problem, and I feel embarrassed to tell you about it. And it was not easy to do, but I did it. And that... The police officer I spoke with took my words and did something with it. The second time, I don't know what he did with it, but I was satisfied. I felt I had been listened to. The second time was just a year or so ago, and that involved another situation in which I was very annoyed that the entire police department was not doing something that was going to cause perhaps some more grief in other people's lives. To make a long story short, I went down to the police department and I asked if I could speak to someone. In this case, it was then Deputy Chief Mike Dunbaugh. I will tell you this. If I had not received satisfaction both of these times in which I felt wronged, I would have come to the City Council. I would have looked for another way to make my complaint known. What I'm trying to suggest to you is two things very quickly. Number one, the City of Santa Cruz is broke, and we're getting broker, and I don't think we can afford to start this process, which is more than just a review civilian board. We're talking about an investigator. Number two, if we really want to help people to understand how to be involved with their police officers or make complaints if they can't do it, then even though I think this information that they put out is pretty good, something along this line stuffed in to... Every water bill or municipal utilities bill to get it out to citizens who have addresses and then complaint forms made available, may meet initially the goal, and it may be doing it in a better way. Thank you very much.
My name is David Jenkins. For people who are visitors, the council members and the police officers here all know me, or at least the local police officers. I have to agree with something that the officer from Berkeley said, because part of the problem that we have with the Santa Cruz Police Department is the lack of good political direction. And the fact that, and this is not only local to Santa Cruz, but it involves state and federal legislative and administrative bodies. But the fact is, oftentimes police officers are given bad laws to enforce, and they are then allowed to exercise the enforcement of those laws in any way that they might feel expedient, or they might feel to be nice ways to exercise these laws. And also then they are put under political pressure by legislative bodies like this very council to abuse the laws in other ways for political goals of the legislative body, which does occur in this city. I'm, as you know, a victim of that. I've been falsely arrested. I've had police officers, three local Santa Cruz police officers, perjure themselves in order to get me convicted of a crime that I did not perform. And I've been arrested on many occasions and beaten up by the local police. One occasion was I was arrested and beaten up. I was acquitted. I didn't even have to put on a defense. The judge, after hearing the case put on by the prosecutor, listened to the police officers involved, the judge had everybody go out to the sidewalk where I had just been sitting down. Just sitting down. Where I was harassed by the Santa Cruz police. And eventually had half a dozen, six police officers jumping up and down on my unmoving body. Well, I'm sorry, actually, the time that I got, yeah, you know, and then after being jumped up and down by six police, by six police officers on me, I was hogtied and picked up by my limbs, my belly hanging to the ground, carried to a police car and stuffed into it. Now think about it. You put your hands behind your back, and you put your legs back to where your arms are, and you think about somebody picked you up by each limb and carried you. Think of the way that's going to bowl your back. I'm a fat guy, so I get even more boring, more compressing, more contortion. This is even if I was a guilty person, even if I had been violent, and violently resisted the police officers, and they had to use extreme forces to physically restrain me, even if that had occurred, it is only logical and necessary practical fact that if you're going to carry a person who's hogtied, you don't pick them up by the limbs and subject them to the possibility of medical injury by doing so. I mean, that's a liability suit for the city. You put them on a body board. So you pick up the board and you carry the person so that this restrained person who's strapped to this board will be physically protected while in the custody of your police officers. But they didn't do that. And I've been carried that way twice by your police department, even though I was being nonviolent, passive, and non-moving. I can go on and on and on about what happened to me, but we're talking about the need for proper review of the department. And when we look at the statistics that the department has presented me, a sustained rate of 5% of complaints. Statistically, that means they don't sustain any. That means that if that was a sustained rate, that means that most of the people that are coming to complain about a police officer is lying if the sustained rate is a true and fair sustained rate. Most people that are raising complaints are lying. So if this is true, how can the police trust the complainants when people are complaining about somebody else doing a criminal activity? I'm sure that the citizen complaints about other citizens have a much higher sustained rate in this county, in this city. That's a little confused. I mean, there's a little bit of deceit taking place in the sustained rate of complaints. And I know that the number of complaints that are filed in this city are vastly lower than the complaints that are actually sought to be filed, because I have personally sought to file a complaint with the police department. And after calling the business line of the police department, being told to go down to the police station to file a complaint. I went down there, and well, Sergeant Watson, who's standing here tonight, standing by Watson, Sergeant Alupi, threatened me, refused to take my complaint, and threatened me to get me to leave, so I will not file a complaint.
I'm almost through.
In fact, I think that I've expressed the needs of this city pretty succinctly so far. But the proposals that are before this subcommittee and before the council are totally inadequate in every way, shape, and fashion. Because just as I want my rights to be protected, the police officers want their rights to be protected. I mean, if they're going to be investigated, they want to have every constitutional right they have. Even though when they're investigating me, they prefer to ignore them. And they prefer to ignore laws, because when I tell them the California Penal Code 853.6 says that you will cite and release me unless you have reason to take me into jail, and there's only 9 different defined reasons, and none of these defined reasons are present, then why are you putting me in handcuffs and taking me into a jail? I am more than willing to sign a ticket and appear in court. I've proven that with over 50 tickets. 50 charges on maintaining a lot of court. I'm being buried in court. But anyways, I understand that there are good cops. One of my own sisters is a cop. And if my sister was to be complained against, the complaint was to be lodged against my sister because of her activity as a San Diego County Marshal, I'm a San Diegan, then I would want her rights to be protected as much as I want my rights to be protected. And the best way to protect a police officer's rights in an investigation is to have a real investigatory body that has prosecutorial powers. Now, of course, does it require more... I'll try to very quickly.
Long line there to talk.
This would require more power than the city government directly has. It would require the city council to develop a proposal for a public agency that preferably would be countywide, and the city could have the leadership to produce this. That would be an investigatory body with prosecutorial powers, and this would require charter and or county amendments, and of course this organization, this agency, wouldn't be strictly there to prosecute police or park rangers. It would also be there to mediate problems, and there would obviously be a two-step solution to the mediation, because when a complaint is lodged with this agency, it would investigate it, and if they felt that the complaint was not one meritorious of being prosecuted, then they could go to the police officer and say, okay, this is the complaint, are you willing to have non-prosecutorial complaint process and punishment process, and if not, prosecute. And if people want me to leave, I've talked on a long time, so I will.
Thank you.
But that's the only solution.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I've had hundreds of hours of my time wasted just in court.
We have the next speaker, and I do need to remind all of you, so you all get a chance of hearing at the right time.
Good evening. My name is Sharif Allen Lee. I am a very serious and hopefully important member of the Coalition for Establishment of Police Review Commission. And I'm honored to be a part of it, no matter what happens. And I'm honored to be able to speak, and that you would take the time to listen. What has happened to me to dealing with the police in Santa Cruz, my son, 10 odd years here, is I have a neck chiropractors can't even fix from being choked almost to death. And I didn't deserve that, and they threw that out. It was thrown out of court. I didn't even go to court, it was thrown out. I'm mostly a nervous wreck. When a policeman comes around me, I sweat. I had dreams about a block dying in a bloodbath with 20 of them dead and me dead. I dream about that. And I don't feel that I have deserved the treatment. I'm not an angel. I'm not saying that I have been perfect in my life. But I have not, you know, warranted. The things that have been done to me have not been warranted. The serious violations of my rights. I'm from back east. I originally lived in D.C. The cops there appreciate it when a man is not on crack cocaine, dealing drugs, and burglarizing. They appreciate that. That's something they appreciate. Most cops here have never seen a murder. They picked it up. I've seen people die in front of my face, not proud of it, you know. And the cops here, they have so easy, in the sense of they don't have murders every day to deal with. You know, they have people shooting at them. How many cops have had somebody shoot at them? But they're not even nice people, some of them. You would think they'd be grateful for living in a place like this that's not so crime-ridden. Yes, they have crime, but it's not like where I come from in D.C. and Baltimore. You know, they know. But yet, they swing at a net. You know what I'm saying? And most of them couldn't even stand next to most of the officers where I come from, who I do respect. My brother was killed 2 years ago, and I wish the police officers were there. So I don't hate all officers. I can even mention names of those that I really love. And I know it would go to bat for me if I was correct. And so I want to conclude this. I'm a black man, but I'm first a member of the human race. But I appeal to you because, as a black man, I have been mistreated and I have had racist statements towards me. I would probably leave this town, regardless of whether you have a police review board or not. Because the damage that has been done to me, I was not as leery of cops when I lived back east when they were like shooting at people. But here, I mean, I don't know. And if I'm not important, then may God help all of you. And an earthquake hit this place last time I was here to speak. I'm serious. It was years ago. When we were protesting the camping ban, I said, y'all better watch out. Something may happen to this town. Because God does live. And I don't claim to be religious. But I'm just saying, I just want justice for everybody. And I thank you for listening to me. And I hope I haven't been too long. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Lauren Klein. I'm a member of the Gay and Lesbian Legal Association, also known as GALA. GALA strongly supports the formation of a Civilian Police Review Commission. And we say this even though relations have improved significantly between the gay and lesbian community and the Santa Cruz City Police Department in recent years. And even though our relationship right now is fairly healthy. We see the improvements in our relationship with the police as a product of the goodwill of some key people, particularly Chief Bassett and former Deputy Chief Mike Dunbaugh. We also see the improvement as a product of the persistence and relative political strength of the gay and lesbian community in Santa Cruz. GALA supports a Citizen Police Review Commission because such a commission will replace our dependence on the goodwill of certain individuals within the police department with a community institution that guarantees continued good relations with the police. Even though as gays and lesbians, our relations with the police is fairly good right now, our community overlaps, includes, and has alliances with other communities that may not be treated as well. For example, you've probably noticed that most lesbians are women. And as women, we are deeply dismayed that the police department has virtually ignored the complaints of 7 women who came forward and stated they had essentially been sexually assaulted by Officer Baker. The police department's treatment of that matter does not inspire confidence that they can investigate and resolve citizen complaints internally. The lesbian and gay community also includes people of color, and there have been numerous instances of racially based police harassment, some of which has been reported in the local press. The lesbian and gay community also includes homeless people who have not been treated with much respect or compassion by our local police. So we're not content to say that we as lesbians and gays have come to an accommodation with the police, that we have our liaison, and that therefore we don't need a police review commission. Furthermore, our relations with the police could still use improvement, and I'll give you some examples. At a Tri-County High School dance in September of 1990, police arrested teenagers and called at least one of the males they arrested a faggot. Last spring, when the Gay Pride Parade Organizing Committee negotiated with the police for a parade permit, they met with resistance and insensitive remarks about the death of one of our past parade organizers. In that case, Deputy Chief Mike Dunbaugh intervened and smoothed things over, but you'll notice that Deputy Chief Dunbaugh has since left. Even more recently, at a police training session on gay and lesbian community issues, some of the officers being trained expressed overt hostility to the trainers and to gays and lesbians generally. Again, in that case, Chief Bassett intervened. These incidents show just how dependent we are on the decency of a few key people. The gay and lesbian community is profoundly vulnerable. Laws regarding so-called lewd and lascivious behavior can be turned against us at a moment's notice, and you need only look at our relations with the county sheriff's department to see how true that is. And that is especially true in today's homophobic climate. A police review commission could ensure that the police continue to treat gays and lesbians fairly. A commission could ensure that prosecuting gays and lesbians for living our lives does not become a police priority. And a police review commission could recommend that the police department actively recruit lesbians and gays. The police have a great deal of power in our community. The Gay and Lesbian Legal Association asks that you balance and temper that power with the Citizen Police Review Commission. Thank you.
Good evening, council members. My name is Eli Cohen. I'm a public defender here in Santa Cruz and also a member of the Gay and Lesbian Legal Association of Santa Cruz. As you might expect, in the course of my work, I've come across frequent examples of police misconduct ranging from very benign examples to the most egregious examples of brutality. Unfortunately, most of the instances that come up, there's precious little I can do except defend the case or perhaps refer these people back to the very agency that's abused them. That tends to be the case, and you know, as you might expect, if you're in court, who do you think is going to win? Worse, who do you think is going to lose when it's an officer's word versus yours? If you have independent witnesses or a video cassette recording, perhaps then you've got a better chance. If you don't have either of those things, God help you. In the case that I had, we did have, fortunately, independent witnesses. Two respectable members of the community stood by in horror and disbelief as an officer beat up a client of mine, ultimately busting his kneecap. And as my client lay there writhing in pain, the officer laughed at him. My client spit at him because of that behavior, and the officer added to the charge of resisting arrest, battery on an officer because he spit at him after getting his kneecap busted. That's outrageous. We were fortunate to have these witnesses, and we took the case to trial, and fortunately we did win. More importantly, the jurors left in anger because they didn't have a place to report their feelings about this. They acquitted him, but in their opinion, after hearing that testimony, that officer needed counseling, mental health counseling. That officer is still on the force, to my knowledge. And those people, there's nothing I could say to them except go tell it to the department. The important point that I want to make here is that the district attorney's office cannot be viewed as an independent body to review the conduct of these officers. Oftentimes you hear that argument, well, the district attorney's office is looking into it. It's bogus. It can't happen. They're in bed with the police department. Politically, they have to be. They rely on the police department day in, day out for the investigation of facts, for the cases themselves. They can't be independent. That's why we need an independent body from the community, but it needs to have teeth. It needs to have some enforcement mechanisms, because if it's purely a figurehead, if it's purely a bark with no bite, it's going to lose the respect of this community. And that can't happen. It'll be a waste of our time otherwise. So I urge you to not only pursue the issue of the Police Review Commission, but it needs to have real enforcement mechanisms. Don't let us down. Thanks.
Would people sign in, maybe when you're through talking, when you go by the clipboard board sign in? Susanna Espinosa, the Peace and Freedom Party of Santa Cruz County, endorses the Police Review Commission. The police are public employees and they must be accountable to the public. The policemen have a union to represent them, but the public doesn't. And as Ms. Luna suggests, it is the Constitution that assures the public of these rights, and they're not, you know, necessarily here to stand up for that. But they're relying on you to do that. No one is against the police. They should have every right that civilians do. If they are mistreated, it will come out in a citizen's investigation. One big question is, why do they fight the establishment of a review commission so hard? There's a lot of stress in police person's job, and there's a lot of stress in the public dealings with law enforcement. I don't believe the coalition is against the police getting fair treatment. All they are asking for is the public to be treated fairly too, and a method of assuring that. There already is a wedge between the police and the public, mainly because of the absence of a civilian review board. I don't think PR solutions such as the use of a use of force committee or a cultural awareness committee are the answers, because the question is not how to look better, it's how to perform their job better to be more effective public servants. And making the problems look better is basically unfair to the public, because that hides everything. When the public thinks they have been mistreated by the police, it needs open outside attention. Officers leaving the force is no reason to not have police accountability. The public, by all accounts, has not had the ability to satisfactorily place complaints against the police. The time has come to form a civilian police review commission in Santa Cruz, just like they're being established all across the country. The time has come for this kind of thing, and it's come here in Santa Cruz, and activists have worked long and hard, patiently. This is better than the people having to take to the streets if things are continued to be repressed. And coming here, there's plenty of evidence that a police review commission is needed. And coming here to the city council with the problem is not a workable solution. I think you know that. And I think the question as to why the establishment of a review board could be a non-threatening thing to the police. That was a good question. That was a really good question. And I'd like to call attention to the fact that you got a non-answer. And I can't understand the uncooperativeness of the police in helping to establish. The time has come for the police to help establish, to work with the public, and to help establish a fair police review commission. The time has not yet come where there's evidence of the necessity for the public to have a review commission for the city council. You know, that was a non-answer that you got there. You know that you are reviewed by citizens. You do have citizen review. The press and the public right here, you have it, you know. And the time has really come for the police administration to cooperate. And I really feel it's the administration. That's just my personal feeling. To cooperate with the public in establishing this. And I really think that one of the pieces of literature that was being passed out suggesting that there's an even bigger problem, and it's with the criminal justice system. And I think that's very true. That's coming also, but this will be a first step. And it really needs to be an effective one so that everyone can live in peace and freedom.
Council members, my name is Marvin Cohn. I'd like to relate to you the experiences that I've had in this county dealing with the criminal justice system as a victim of it. As a good Samaritan trying to help a sick, vision-impaired widow, the widow of a decorated World War II veteran that had been swindled out of her home, trying to assist her to get help from the district attorney, I was sadistically tortured, beaten and tortured, handcuffed by some of this gentleman's finest. I don't know if you want to pass this around. Officers that refuse to clean their own house, that follow a criminal code of silence. And those are fingernail marks in my eye while I was handcuffed, while they tried to gouge my eyes out. You don't like seeing that. You want to blow your own horn about how good and how hard it is for the police.
I just want to remind you, we're talking about Santa Cruz City.
Those are
and
Santa Cruz.
Our guest here, this gentleman is not from Santa Cruz, and our guest here that we just asked to help us, if you would direct your comments to the Santa Cruz, to us as the Santa Cruz
I'm sorry, Catherine. I'm sorry. What you have here in this county is a rubber stamp district attorney who is driven home after a drinking and driving accident by police officers who never tested him for alcohol, who ignores, and no matter how bad a complaint is totally ignores it. No one can do any wrong if they're a police officer in this county. That's wrong. The oath of office that police officers take is being violated. They follow a criminal code of justice, more like John Gotti with Sheriff Al Noren, too busy to have his lunch disturbed the other day on television. I've had evidence lost by the sheriff in the district attorney's office to go to the attorney general. Police officers here and elsewhere have their police files purged after incidents and go to a different jurisdiction. The prosecutorial misconduct in this county is outrageous, and there's a need, from what I've seen, for a police review commission here, a very strong one, because we're talking about a human cost. These photos and some of the other people that spoke to you is a human cost. What you're following now is a blueprint for more human suffering, the people who elected you. And it can be a doctor running in Washington, D.C., jogging, that's grabbed by some fine police officer and clubbed, or a Rodney King, or myself here. And this goes on from people found floating dead in the river out here. And, you know, I can go down the line. There's a long history of very sadistic police conduct here. That has not been addressed. Not on this panel. And this is something that is human. A police officer should have the same conscience as anybody walking on the street to know right from wrong, and should also know that they should be prosecuted criminally for criminal acts. Thank you for your time. I could probably go on all night. I think you've got the idea. I hope that you make a judgment that when you're standing in front of a judge that's higher than any in this county, you know you did the right thing.
My name is Nicholas Whitehead. I'm speaking on behalf of the Alliance for Justice, which is an assortment of a few attorneys, paralegals, and community activists. The previous speaker's remarks were, and the photographs were more relevant than perhaps some council members assumed. The injuries to himself and his lady friend were done by former officers of the Santa Cruz Police Force who were dismissed in 1982, or lost their positions anyway, for acts of violence against transient people. I feel that standing here, it's an opportunity to address not only Santa Cruz, but the state of affairs in the nation, because there are some very high-level speakers from police units, professional organizations. And I'm really appalled at the direction, not entirely, I don't want to condemn individuals, but I think particularly Mr. Bud Stone, you have shown an attitude that is...
And I need to remind you, these are our guests that we've invited.
No, I wouldn't say this unless I felt it. I'm not picking on Mr. Stone.
I don't even want you to address them. They really should be sitting out in the audience at this point.
Well,
this is a public hearing for us.
I apologize for mentioning names.
So just talk to us, and if any of our participants would prefer to sit somewhere else, it's okay. Because it has to be addressed.
I'm not an American citizen, so I couldn't give a damn if that's your attitude. I just think that I came to America as an immigrant. I am going to protect the Constitution. And if I have to do it against people like him and people like them, I will do so. I don't intend to leave America. I intend to make it decent. And I don't think there's a full understanding of our Constitution. The redress of grievances is what we're talking about here. We can't have an obstruction of that process. If we the people want redress of our grievances, you jolly well have to give it to us. And we have to work together. Mr. Bassett and I have to sit down and talk to each other. And we haven't done that in a long time. I respect professional police. I want the help of the police. It's so that we don't see these photographs. I think we can get the help of the city manager and the force here. I don't know. You stirred me up, and maybe that's a very good thing. I'll just leave it there.
Good evening. My name is Jane Podesta. I'm from Santa Cruz. And I have the honor this evening of representing the Santa Cruz branch of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, a 76-year-old national and international organization whose primary goals are peace with justice and an end to racism and discrimination. At a general meeting several months ago, the membership voted to support the formation of a police review commission in Santa Cruz. We know that overall, the Santa Cruz Police Department performs ethically and well in the many and often difficult duties it has. We also know that there are cases of misconduct, and those are most often perpetrated against those who are homeless, poor, or dark-skinned. This is not just. It violates Women's International League's principles of a non-racist, non-discriminatory society in which all people's human rights and dignity are respected. People of any race who are without jobs, homes, proper food, and amenities are the most vulnerable to oppression and scapegoating by those who are in positions of power. These same people in Santa Cruz often feel intimidated by police authority and do not file complaints of police misconduct. Those who do often find their complaints are not followed up. Previous public testimony, and that given at the first police review study session, had several heartbreaking stories of blacks being searched for no reason, called scum, told to go back to Africa, to Oakland, remarks totally degrading, racist, and cruel. A lawyer testified to improper court procedures in cases of police misconduct, and several women testified to police harassment. With a police review commission in place, the civilian public will have an input into police policy, which is in keeping with our democratic system of checks and balances. Instances of a policeman's improper use of authority or power could be reported to a civilian police review commission and investigated impartially. The findings and resulting actions would improve relations between the public and the police department. Again, the Women's International League's goal is a society in which peace is founded on justice, and racism, discrimination, and oppression are not tolerated at any level. We urge that Council approve the formation of a police review commission for the City of Santa Cruz. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Alexander Gagin, and I'm the coordinator at Santa Cruz Action Network. And first of all, I want to thank Council members for taking two more of your evenings to conduct these important study sessions and to hear from members of the community. I know you've put in a lot of work on this. In March 1991, the SCAN membership voted as our top priority issue for the year ahead to work for the creation of a police review commission. We're pleased that the members of the Public Safety Committee have worked so hard on this issue, and we're grateful that the full council has mandated the committee to continue its research and put forth more proposals on it. We're also very impressed with the dedicated work of the Coalition for a Police Review Commission, of which SCAN is a part, and of all the other groups and individuals working for police review. We must make sure that the commission to be created is a strong one, well-equipped to do the tasks it will need to do. There's no sense in having to come back in future years to correct problems that have already been anticipated or have actually been experienced by other jurisdictions similar to Santa Cruz in their police review experiences. The commission must have adequate financing and adequate staffing to investigate and fairly assess citizen complaints. Any expenses, should they go beyond what the police internal affairs unit now spends under the current system, would be well repaid by better police community relations and public confidence in the department. The commission also must have adequate powers. These include independent investigative powers, powers to ensure the cooperation of police, including, when necessary, subpoena power, power to hold hearings, and avenues to ensure that the commission's findings and recommendations are heard and responded to by the police, and if necessary, by yourselves and, of course, by the public as well. The commission should also have the power to review and comment on existing police regulations and codes of practice and be in a position to advise on the creation of new regulations. I believe that we have in Santa Cruz enough fair-minded and educated citizens to serve responsibly on such a commission. We have the political will now in the community and on the council to create a strong police review commission, and we hope you'll use it. Thank you.
My name is Gordon Haskell. I live in the county but plan to move into the city in 3 months. I'm president of the People's Democratic Club of Santa Cruz County. I'm a civil service commissioner of the county. And I think the main reason I presume to address you on this question is that for 4 years I was assistant director of the New York Civil Liberties Union, the special responsibility for the defense of civil liberties in the communities around the city of New York, that is the suburban communities, many of which are not unlike Santa Cruz. I know that people feel that our community is so different from all others that other community experiences are not relevant. I don't think that's so particularly because the community which is relevant in all parts of the country is a community of the poor, the dispossessed, of people who do not have the same status in society as many of us. I lived in the City Housing Project in New York for 5 years, raised my family there, and during that time I had occasion to have a housing policeman draw a gun on me because I protested the beating of a neighbor of mine, a kid who had been giving the police some lip about it. When I appeared at the trial, the moment I mentioned the fact that the policeman had drawn his gun on me, the district attorney moved to dismiss the charges against the boy who had been arrested because they didn't anticipate having a respectable person to testify before them. There was another incident in New York where the same policeman in the same incident first held me while a citizen assaulted me, and later, when he found out that I was assistant director of the New York Civil Liberties Union, protected my life against the crowd which was trying to lynch me on Fifth Avenue. The same man. Of course, the second time, he was under instruction of his sergeant to protect me and not to hold me while somebody beat me. This simply illustrates the institutional problem that we're talking about. When you talk about professionals policing professionals, I'm reminded of the fact that I think the American Bar Association has not proven a good policeman of the legal profession, nor has the American Medical Association been able to police the medical profession. These institutions, I'm not talking about individuals, these institutions are not capable of policing their own people because of the conflict of interest they have. And I think the same can be said in any police department. People working under great stress together, having to have a high sense of morale and mutual support, are not in a position to really evaluate the occasional performance or misperformance of one of them and to bring justice to bear against them. And that's why it seems to me one has to have some kind of outside force which can bring the kind of objectivity to the process which the policemen themselves, however good they may be, and as individual officers, after all, we don't think that the Los Angeles Police Department's normal behavior and everyday behavior was what we witnessed on the Ken video. And when you say that that video is going to change police practices, one must say, if we have to wait until every incident is televised by somebody, fortunately or regrettably, we had somebody who videotaped an incident in our own county, which was not that dissimilar from what happened to Rodney King. That shouldn't be the only way that people can get their rights defended against those occasions or those individuals who either as an individual repeatedly perform such acts or under the stress of the moment perform acts which are unacceptable by the community, and that's why we need a civilian review board. My organization, the People Democratic Club, urges you not only to adopt such a board but to give it the enforcement powers that we're talking about and not merely a review board. It may not have to use those enforcement powers constantly. I certainly don't believe that any review board is going to take at face value and completely seriously.